Welcome to Office Mechanics. Coming up on today's show, if you already own Office 365 or are using other cloud services in your organization, we'll show you how you can extend your existing identity investments in Azure Active Directory to enable secure single sign-on across all of your cloud services, even consumer apps like Facebook and Twitter. And if you're not sure about the cloud services that you're using in your organization, we'll also show you how you can identify those in use. And we'll even detect potentially infected devices to block their users. By Nazos Kadakis from the Enterprise Mobility team. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So one of the biggest pain points that you have while managing cloud services in an organization is how to manage sign-in to all the different cloud services you might be using.
Yes, that's true. And actually, many people don't know that when you got an Office 365 subscription, you actually have an Azure Active Directory that can take you to any cloud service.
Let's take a look at how this works.
Yes, let's see it. So, as you can see here in my screen, in the left part, I have an Azure Management Portal, and at the right part, I have the Office Management Portal. And the users in both areas, in both places, are the same. And you know why? Because with Office 365, you have done the hardest part of the work. You have synchronized, you have federated your users, everything is here. And you can use the Azure Management Portal with no extra effort.
And we can also manage a bunch of apps for free,
yes,
right?
Yes, as you can see, I go here to the Application tab, and I have more than 2,400 applications for free added and pre-configured for you for single sign-on. I can even add custom applications, and even on-premise applications that are hosted on your infrastructure, anything.
Well, of course, this is what's going on for free, but what do I get if I actually upgrade to a premium Azure AD account?
So single sign-on to all these applications is free. But with Azure Active Directory Premium, you get more things. You get self-service password reset with route back to on-premises. You get multi-factor authentication to many applications, advanced security reporting, and cloud app discovery, and even more that we're going to show you.
So if I've got Office 365, how do I get started?
So if you have Office 365 and you want premium, you can either buy it or enable the trial. But for the free stuff, everything is here. Just click on Azure Active Directory and you will see that you are redirected to the same exact Azure Management Console that I had in my left.
Right.
So you can go directly from your Office Management Portal.
That's great. So questions I hear from a lot of people are, how do I actually find out which cloud apps and services people are using in my organization? Because I know a lot of people think, maybe just a handful of things, but it's actually typically more than that, right?
Yes, yes, that's always the problem. People are using 10 times more than they think.
Right.
So let's see what we have here. We have Cloud App Discovery, a new Azure Active Directory premium module. You can sign into appdiscovery.azure.com with the same credentials you are using for your administrative Office portal.
Okay.
And as you can see here, I'm getting a report after installing agents, of course, for 70 applications and 16 users. And I can drill down and see the report. And actually, I can go here and see all the categories of the applications that are used. I can go and see their tiles at the right hand. I can scroll down to show you all the applications here. Let's click DocuSign. For DocuSign, I have 5 users using more than 700 megabytes, as you can see here.
This is great. So this is letting you prioritize the apps. So these aren't just business apps, right?
These, I show you, yes, they were business, but I can do more. I can go to here and click all apps.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm clicking to all apps, you will see that things are changing here. And from 70 applications, I'm going to 7,600. Let's say 4,600, sorry.
Yes.
And 18 users. And if I click, you will see that the tiles are different. You will see consumer applications here. Let's see.
Let me
scroll down to show you all those applications. And I want to show you something else at the bottom of this report, actually. When I go right down, you see many, many, many consumer
That's a
applications.
Lot of apps, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's
That's
Office.
Good. Yes. And you see, these are random websites that my users were visiting. I can even monitor this. And Twitter and Facebook that you have already shared with our audience before.
That's terrific. But how do I manage access to these applications?
Yes, in order to do that, we have to go back to our Azure Management Portal. And you see, I am in the Application tab, and I can do these things. I can either add an application, a custom application that my organization is developing. Mm-hmm. I can go and publish an application that is hosted on premises with application proxy. Or I can add one of those 2,400 plus applications that are already pre-configured, or do custom applications. Anything can be done by here. And let's pick Twitter for our example. Okay. So Twitter, okay, let me click on it. And let me rename Twitter to Enterprise Account. And okay, let's click here.
Okay.
Good. So you see with, just that, Twitter and its rename in Enterprise Account is here. It's configured for single sign-on already. The only thing I have to do now is to assign users. Let's assign users.
Okay.
And as you can imagine, I can either assign individual users or even groups. Let me go to groups and pick, let's say, sales team.
Okay.
And look at this. By clicking assign to this group, I can provide the credentials for Office. See, let's see, my Contoso build enterprise Twitter account will be assigned to the whole group.
Okay.
No one from this group knows actually the credentials. No one.
That's terrific. Okay.
Yes. And I can do the same. If I want to unassign it, it's really simple too. I can go to the group. I can click remove. And by clicking remove, I can take back that the thing from them.
Terrific. So that's really easy to manage, sign in even to these consumer services like Twitter. That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So now, even beyond all of this, I know people are probably wondering, what does the user experience look like? Is there something more I can do, even beyond just kind of this delegation of what we're doing around accounts and being able to get into Twitter? Can I get that even more secure using things like multi-factor authentication?
Yes, I'll show you how the end user experience is. But first of all, I would like to show you how I can make it even more secure than that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, let's
see
that.
I'm going to enable multi-factor authentication for all these users. I can go here, and as you can see, I can either pick bulk update, or I can pick single users here. Let me click here. And I can enable multi-factor authentication for them, or as I said, bulk update, and making single sign-on to even Twitter more secure.
This is the same process we'd use in Office 365 as well. So what does the user experience look like then?
Let's go now to the end user experience. So let me write myapps.microsoft.com. This is a URL that then users have to remember, or this is an application, actually. Let me add my credentials. Yes, it's an application on iOS and Android devices. It's called My Apps.
Okay.
Now that I have entered my credentials, you see everything is changing here. New icons, new logos. I'm feeling more familiar now in that environment.
Right.
And let me add my password. Okay. You see, my password is not enough. I have to provide the second factor of authentication. And actually, the second factor of authentication is, in this case, is that phone call. Let me receive that phone call. And as you can see, I'm in. And I'm clicking to my Office 365, and I'm seeing all the other applications. And here is the Twitter account. You remember that?
Right.
Let's click on the Twitter account. No need for any other credentials. You see, it's my Contoso build account, not my personal one.
Yep.
And I don't know the credentials to go there.
I just log in
with my personal credentials, you see?
Right.
And I can go out, of course, click on Twitter, and I can see other applications too.
That's terrific. But what are those box icons that we saw earlier? They're there.
Yes, those generic box applications are applications that are actually hosted on premises. Are applications that have published to Azure Active Directory through the application proxy module.
That's great. So it's actually reaching in and letting you get to your internal resources in that sense and signing into those as well.
Exactly. Not just SaaS applications, business or consumer, even on-premises applications.
So a lot of times I hear the question, how do I enable something like self-service password reset? Because I know a lot of people want to save a bunch of money on help desk calls, enabling users to do this themselves.
You are right. You see, in this profile tab, I can set up my self-service password reset policies. And after that, let me show you how the experience will be. Okay. Let's suppose that I'm on the same screen, myapps.microsoft.com, adding my credentials one more time. I've told you that this is an application on iOS and Android, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Now, in this case, when I'm logged in, let's suppose that I don't remember my password. And I will click in the link down here.
Okay.
Let me click here. And after passing the CAPTCHA experience here, let me pass the CAPTCHA experience. and click next. You see, this is the policy that you are going to see now that my administrator has assigned to me in order to reset my password. Okay, let's see. I will pick the text my Windows phone. Let me put my phone just to prove that I remember it.
Okay.
And click text. Okay. I will get a text message now. It's pretty fast.
Right.
And let me put back the code that I got. Okay. And you see, I'm done. Actually, I'm done. Now I'm ready to reset my password.
And I know that's going to be something a lot of people are really going to love to see in terms of being able to have self-service password reset and writing that right back into your Active Directory on-premises.
Exactly. By resetting my password here, this change will be reflected back to on-premises. This is the great thing with Azure AD Premium.
Oh, that's huge. So all of this activity is logged into Azure with reporting, right?
Yes, for sure. I can go back to the management portal of Azure, and you will see here that I have all the activity logs. You see the password reset activity is logged. Everything is logged, actually. And you know, among all these security reports here, I have my favorite. This is sign-ins from possibly infected devices. I can actually see, based on all the power of Azure all over the world, which of the bad guys are accessing my resources. So you see, that guy that has zero access is accessing my resources, and I can enable multi-factor authentication, block his password, or even ignore if I want to do something else.
That's amazing. We're really using the power of the digital crimes unit and all the data that we're collecting to really detect these types of activities.
Yes, every IP that has attacked Xbox or any of our services is here.
Excellent, impressive stuff. Thanks for showing us all this.
Thank you.
So we've shown you how you can extend your Office 365 identity and single sign-on investment to even other servers, thus removing limitations.
So you can start kicking the tires right now.
Of course, all this information and more can be found on our blog at office.com/mechanics. Thanks for watching and goodbye for now.